All right, so this morning is Orange Sunday. What is Orange Sunday? This is a time dedicated to our children's program. The reason why it's orange is because we, back in the fall, we adopted a new curriculum called Think Orange, which has basically taken over the church world. It seems like every church that I'm aware of now uses this curriculum. One of the things that we've tried to communicate, but it's hard to communicate, is what does it look like on a Sunday morning in the children's program? For a lot of people who have no kids, haven't been in there, it could be scary. I understand, because, you know, there's kids. So what I want to do, I want to take 5 minutes to talk about our teaching theory, and then I'm going to have our leaders from Union Kids come up, and we're going to go through some questions and share, try to give you a picture of what it's like. Yes, the bottom line of this morning, in case you're looking at me sideways and suspicious, is we want to recruit you. So I'm going to just be upfront about it. We want to recruit you, and we want to show you how easy it is to step into kids ministry. Let me back up. Let me give you two passages in the scripture. So teach. Think of this word, teach, teach, teach. Teaching is central in the Bible, and I'm just going to give us a quick overview of two passages. The first one is Colossians 3:16. In Colossians, this is a little book in the New Testament, Paul is writing to the church in Colossae, and he's giving them challenges or exhortations as to how to live among each other, the followers of Christ among each other. And one of his statements is to be teaching and admonishing one another. Let me just talk about those two words. And by the way, let me expand this. Let me give you a bit of the context of this verse. It says, let the word of Christ or the message of Christ dwell in you or among you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom. Let me read that again. Just listen to this. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom. Let me look at those four words. Okay, so in terms of the word of Christ, he wants it to dwell in us richly. And then he wants us to take that word of Christ or that message and to be teaching each other and admonishing. Let me define each of these words. Dwell means to live in. In other words, it really, if you're a follower of Christ, Paul's saying no Bible drive-bys. Basically, he's saying, let the word of God sink into you. So this is what we push a lot. You know, open it every day. If you're opening a physical Bible, that's extra good because you just leave it open all week. Don't ever close it. But you can open it on your phone. That's where most people are probably reading. But pick a certain time of the day and let it get into you. But he's also speaking communally, meaning that the word of Christ should dwell in our midst as followers of Christ, should dwell among us richly. Richly means fully. All right, teaching, here's the definition I came up with for teaching, is teaching. I couldn't think of another word. And then admonishing is kind of a big word, and it means anything between instructing and warning. But a lot of versions have warning. And so some scholars have said the teaching, when Paul says teaching each other, that's kind of the positive side. Let's teach each other about Christ. And when he says warning, that's the negative side, warning us to beware of falling away or wandering. All right. Teaching, now I want you to see this, because we've talked about spiritual gifts quite a bit here at Union. Teaching is a spiritual gift for some, meaning some people in the body of Christ are gifted specially by God to be teachers. But, and that's not what Paul's talking about in Colossians 3:16. What he's talking about is the responsibility of all. So there are two aspects to teaching. There are those who are gifted teachers, and then the rest of us. And the rest of us are still expected to teach each other, whatever we know. So you don't get out of it by saying, well, I don't have a gift of teaching. It doesn't matter. The picture of the church in the New Testament is these small gatherings of people. That's why community groups or small groups are so important to us, because Sunday morning you can't do much of this. But when you get together on Tuesday night or Thursday night at someone's house and you're going over, a lot of our groups are going over whatever the sermon message was and material related to that, You can read ahead. You already heard the sermon, and you can share how it impacted you, and that's teaching. That's encouraging each other. So there is a gift of teaching. Then there is just the everyday encouraging each other in Christ. All right, I want to give us one passage, and we'll probably spend more time on this next week. In Deuteronomy 6, that section of Deuteronomy is called the Shema, which is the Hebrew word for hear, because it begins in 6:4 with, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." Shema Israel. Hear, or listen, Israel. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. And then he goes through talking about the qualities of God, and then he says that these commands that I command you today, the instruction of the Lord, you shall teach them diligently to your kids. And he specifically talks about the family environment for learning so that you see clearly, and that's why we'll spend more time on this next week. I just want to whet your appetite for this. You see clearly in Deuteronomy, God's expectation on the family, on the parents in the family, is that they will educate their kids in Bible. And so what we do here on Sundays is a supplement to that, basically. That's how we see it. So, but more on that next time. But you'll notice when you read that passage, again, the only qualification he gives for teaching. Now, this is crazy. I mean, if you think about it, if you might just be starting to follow Jesus in your life, and you've got your kids, and you read a passage like Deuteronomy 6 and it says, teach these lessons diligently to your kids. You're like, I don't know what to teach. I don't know anything myself. Well, it's interesting in that context. The only qualification that Moses gave for teaching your kids was that you love God and that you have his word in your heart. And so you see, as a parent who wants to diligently train your kids, the qualification is not that you have some super skill at teaching, but that you love God and that you're pouring his word into your heart. All right, that's my little exhortation. I want to call up our leadership team from Union Kids. If you guys would make your way up to the stage, don't be shy. A round of applause for them there. I was going to say they're nervous, but I know these guys. They're not. They're not shy and they're not nervous. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves? That's on, so it should be working.
All right. Yeah, it's working. I'm Luke Hess. I work with the 8 to 11-year-olds and also help with all of the videos that we show each week. You're going to get a little bit of a taste of that later on as well.
My name is Liza Rechtenwald, and I oversee the toddlers and the preschool rooms.
And I'm Suzanne Leffler. I oversee the nursery, the 5-year-old class, and the 6 to 7-year-old class. And I am so thankful to these two, because when I took on this whole thing, I was doing it by myself, and I can't express my gratitude for how much they've added to help in my job.
Okay, I want to jump in before we get into the official questions. Liza, would you give us kind of what's the schedule? What's it look like on a Sunday morning in Union Kids?
The wonderful thing about the schedule is really this is pretty much the basic schedule for any class that you teach. The welcome time is kind of based on checking kids in. We do a wristband. We've really upped our security lately. So the wristband that matches with the parents and just kind of some time to play with the kids while talking about God. Everybody meets in the sala for music time. And then typically after that, it's snack. There's a video story. And just to spare you my, normally we have singing that goes along with it, but I'm going to spare you my singing. And we're going to show you part of the video, and we have a special treat for you.
Yeah, we figured the best thing to do is show you what the teaching time is like. It's really a video that teaches. You're not the one teaching. And so we thought to augment the experience, we would hand out something fun for you right now. So if we're going to watch a video, we should have popcorn at the same time. So, woo!
So that just gives you an example. That particular video was based for our toddler and preschool room. So there's different videos for the different ages, so that's age appropriate for each child. And then after the video, they have a craft that goes right along with the video story. And if you look in your bulletin, Lance laid out kind of our basic truths that we're trying to teach the preschoolers and the elementaries. So that kind of gives you a base idea of what we're teaching, and then we have a cleanup.
The rest? Is that it?
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Good. Yes, very simple, I think. Okay, first question. I don't have kids. How does this program pertain to me?
I'm going to go ahead and answer that one. When Lance was talking at the beginning of service, he shared about how Doug was sharing how these kids that are incarcerated are negatively affected for the rest of their life. In the same way, kids in Sunday school reached by a loving adult are affected in an extremely positive way for the rest of their life. You don't have to be a parent to love a child, and you can make an incredible impression just by showing that you love them.
One thing to add to that.
You don't have kids.
Exactly. I do not have kids. I do work with children. It's a great privilege to be able to teach another generation about Christ and to bring them before into God's presence. So when Jesus was talking with the disciples and the disciples didn't want Jesus to be bothered by the children, Jesus didn't respond and say, yeah, that's right, adults are more important. He said that the kingdom of heaven belongs to children. And it's our privilege at Union Kids to teach these children about God. So you can be a part of that.
Thanks, you guys. Next question. I'm not good with kids. How can I help without working with kids?
All right. Well, there are multiple avenues in which you can get involved without actually having to work with kids, but at the same time working with kids. So we have every Sunday we have security that just makes sure everything's run smoothly. The people that are supposed to be there are there. The people who are not supposed to be in there are not in there. So you can get involved in that. You can get involved in setup, tear down. But I would encourage you, a lot of people think you can't work with kids. I like to think of working with kids as learning to ride a bike. At first, you don't know how to ride a bike. You just need to practice, and you fall down, and you get hurt, and things happen. But eventually, you get to a point where you remember how to do it. And maybe it's been a little while, but you never really forget how to ride a bike, and it's the same thing with kids. So don't be scared off by that.
And along with that, we also have nursery, which there's no teaching involved. It's just loving and holding babies. And our hall security, which we have gentlemen from the church do, that just make sure that no one's in the wrong place at the wrong time, and kind of protecting and looking out for the kids. So that's also another opportunity.
And so in a few minutes, when the service is over, we're going to encourage those who have any inkling to set foot in Union Kids and get involved. And so that means they're going to come and see you guys at the table outside.
The orange tablecloth.
And I think they should know something about you so they feel more comfortable approaching. So some personal questions. I know. That's what I like about me. What's your favorite ice cream?
Mint chip.
Coffee.
Rocky Road.
Okay, beach or mountains?
Both.
Nope.
That's not fair. Mountains.
Definitely the beach.
Correct answer.
My happy place is the beach.
All right, what's your favorite thing about my sermons? I'm just kidding.
Just looking up and seeing how awesomely hot he is.
Woo! We should get together after this. All right, so this one more question, then we'll get back into it. So, and this doesn't sound like a serious question, but it is. It's an important thing for me. The toilet paper roll, should it go over or under?
Could you hold this for me? If it's over, then kids can go like this, and they can just unroll and unroll and unroll. So
that's just a phase of life thing for you. You got four kids running around.
Since I have no children, I go with over.
That's the correct answer.
And I'm still going to allow her to work in Union Kids because we really need her, but it's definitely over.
Well, so Liza, once the kids are gone, will you put it over like it's supposed to be?
Like the pattern shows you?
Like the instructions on the wrapper say?
Maybe.
All right, you'll pray about it. All right, next Union Kids question. I don't have time during the week to prepare a lesson.
That's why you have us. Because we go online and we download the lessons, we cater it to our age groups and condense it to the time frame. We buy all the supplies, do all the printing, and have everything you need on a Sunday morning in your classroom waiting for you. And then you'll get an email as a leader or an assistant in the class that you can spend 10 minutes to look over just to see how the activities tie in with the story and how to play the games. And then maybe 5 minutes on Sunday morning just reading over it again. But we do ask, besides just the quick little time it takes to prepare you for teaching, that you would spend time in prayer for your kids to have open hearts to hear.
Next, what if the kids, sorry, I didn't know if someone was going to add to that. What if the kids don't listen to me? That's why we bought those paddles, right?
Yes. No.
That's a joke. That is a joke. We're
no
all
paddles.
Laughing. It's a joke.
Some of you are aware of this, but the word discipline comes from the word disciple. And one of the, number one, we have a policy here on the steps that we like to take to quote unquote discipline a child. And the policy was written based on discipling that child. And we help, we will, you know, give you the policy, we will train you in that. And you'll see by, you know, just simple steps of discipling children that there's not a lot of discipline that's really needed. We also have a kind of an apprenticeship program where you will actually be in a classroom with other teachers so you can kind of see it being modeled before you're actually just kind of thrown in to help with the class.
Yeah, I'd like to stick on that point for a second because I think that's an important point. I think it's pretty scary for somebody to consider just jumping in with kids and trying to teach them. Even though the structure is all there, the video is there to do the actual teaching, it's still a scary prospect to jump into a five-year-old class, you know, for the first time. And I think that's such a huge point that you can get your feet as wet as you want, basically. If you come in, if you come to Union Church and you've been teaching for years, you're very experienced, and you have no problem jumping in, great. But if you don't have that experience and you're like, I don't know, I want to give it a shot, I'm just open to helping, then you can do that. You can come in and just be a helper and be apprenticed by somebody for as long as you want, basically. So we make it as easy as possible to give it a try.
The other thing I was going to add real quickly, in every single classroom we have posted an emergency information sheet that has Luke's, Liza's, and my cell number, and the teacher can WhatsApp us, because sometimes a kid's going to just have an off day and they might need to come back and sit with their parent. And so where the teacher's not going to be able to come and find their parent, they can message us, or they also have the phone number to that hall security person assigned for that day, and he can bring the child to the parent. So, but most of the time, just reading over our discipline policy of how to redirect kids to another activity to get them back on track works pretty effectively.
Well, and I just want to note, thank you to all the parents in here, because I don't think we've ever had, I mean, I've been here for less than a year, but we have really never had the time where we had to remove a child for a discipline reason. So nice job, all the parents out there. Your kids are pretty good listeners.
Yeah, I second that. We have good kids here at Union, so don't be afraid of them. Like the analogy that I used earlier about a bike, we have training wheels. Like, you can go in with another teacher. You don't have to do it on your own. The younger classes, all of them have two teachers, and that is what we're going for in the older classes as well. We just need more volunteers for that to happen so that you're never alone and you get to see it happen. And because the schedule is the same every time, you learn how to manage the children, and they're used to the schedule as well. Sometimes they know what's coming next before you do, so they can help you out. So it's really not that bad. You're not alone. There's a whole team. As you can see, all of the orange shirts, we're all in this together.
Thanks, you guys. Next question, can I serve in my child's class?
Absolutely. Sometimes, as long as your child will participate in the program with mom or dad in there and it's not too big of a distraction, we would totally encourage you to do that classroom. Also, if you had two kids and you wanted to serve in both, we would work it to where you would work 1 week out of the month in one of your kids' class and then put you in the other age group the next month. No one serves more than 1 week a month. That's our goal. So that's definitely allowed. And then the other thing is, if you are interested, let's say you really don't want to teach, you want to maybe help outside during the week doing the other stuff, but you're just curious, like, I have a child in the five-year-old class, what do they do? We would encourage, if you just want to come to the table and say, am I able to just come in and observe my child's class 1 week because I'm just curious what they're doing, we would make an appointment for you to come in on a certain Sunday. We wouldn't want four parents in on the same Sunday because it can be too big of a distraction. But Liza and Luke and I will definitely accommodate you to just come in and be an observer, and that'll help you see how you can expand on the teaching they're getting in Sunday at home during the whole week.
Awesome, you guys. Okay, as a parent, what can I do at home to teach my kids about God? This seems like it was a real setup question, but go ahead.
So we're here also to educate parents today on how they can continue educating their kids at home. For those of you who have kids in our church, including those of you with children in service today, please pull out your smartphones right now. Go to your app store, and there is an app for Think Orange, but it is called the Parent Q. And it has a little symbol of a capital P with a little C in an underline. Hey, oh, hey, look at that.
Yeah, we're full service here.
Nice job. And download this Parent Q. Right now, we only are, in Union Kids, we only have up to age 11. However, even if you have children in junior high and high school, you can still download this app. And it gives you parent cues on how to, for 11 and under, how to continue with what we teach here at home. And and the videos that we watch in the classrooms are also located on here. Now, some of you are looking at the parent queue and thinking, I don't want to put my kid's name in here, and I don't want to put their birthday. Okay, so neither did I. I put my kid's first initial, and then I put
the... And then a false birthday?
Yes, but the same month. Just, I did like, if their birthday was in May, I did May 1st instead of their actual birthday. So if you feel more comfortable doing something like that, you don't have to actually put your kid's name into the app. But honestly, the Parent Q is designed to help you as a parent to just do something each week with your child, and it relates to what we're doing here. I spoke about this before, but I'm going to say it again. On the Parent Q app, it tells you how many days your child, when you put their birthday in, or their fake birthday, it tells you how many days you have until graduation. Now, why is that important? Because if you know how many weeks you have with your child before graduation. And the reason that's important is because if you know that you have a limited amount of time with your child, you're more apt to act on spending quality time with your child, because you look at it and honestly, I mean, 936 weeks may seem like a lot, but you know, we all have kids, they're all five, six, whatever. It's going to be a lot smaller of a number. And you're going to you know, just see how much time is left, and you're just going to try to use it more, more effectively. Yes. So on the Parent Q app, it gives you the video. It gives you ideas of what you can do. It gives talking points. And you're also, every kid goes home with this Parent Q paper. And like Lance was talking about earlier, if you're like, okay, I'm new to the Bible and I don't know where to start, this is our preschool Parent Q, and on here are two different Bible verses to help you know where to start as far as where do I start in the Bible with them. This one also talks about cuddle time, what you can do during cuddle time, and then it's got like kind of a story on the back, and this one's called Fake It Until You Make It. So if you would like to read more about that, grab the preschool Parent Q app. But it's pretty much talking about being real with the people around you. And it's just some more great information. So your kids should come home with this each week. And again, if your child is older than 11, you can still use the Parent Q app. And I was actually just looking at it, and it's very... it has a lot to do with where your child is at this particular stage. So free Parent Q app.
That's one of the things I love about this curriculum is that it goes all week. It's not just Sunday morning. It's stuff that the parents can do on a daily basis with their kids.
For the older kids as well, we have actual worksheets for them as well. So we have a Parent Q sheet that goes to the parents. We also have a sheet for the kids to work on throughout the week, which is called God Time. So this is helping the kids as they grow older develop a personal time with God on a day-to-day basis, which is super important as they become more independent. They need to develop their own relationship with God. And so we're trying to facilitate that as a church. We're trying to provide resources so that you as parents can really enforce that at home so that they're not just getting it for 45 minutes on a Sunday, but they're getting it all week long.
And I'm not going to be able to recall the verse, but in the Bible it tells us that no matter what we're doing when we're walking on the street or driving, that we're supposed to be talking to our children about God. And the Parent Q app is something that they can be singing along with in the car, the video they can be listening to. If you want them to have your phone while you're driving, they can be watching it. But just it gives you a way to just taking those dead times while you're driving to school or whatever and you know, turning it to a conversation about God.
Thanks, you guys. Next question. I don't think I would want to be teaching alone in the classroom.
Okay. I think we already talked about this. Basically, we have an apprenticeship program where we give you all the resources you need. You will be with another person for as long as you need that. There's no pressure for you to be on your own. So don't worry about that.
We are not going to put you alone with the 4-year-olds, the 3-year-olds, and the toddlers. You will always have someone help you, and in some cases there are three people in the classroom. It's just an age where you need extra help, even
which
if you're a superstar.
Nice. Next question. We're almost done here, by the way. I would love to serve with one of my teenagers. Is this possible?
Absolutely. We have a student program here where anyone 12 and older can come and have a little short training with Liza and be equipped to work in a classroom. I think from maybe 16 on up, we would even let them teach after they volunteered for a while as an assistant. But what a cool thing to do, to work with your mom or dad in a class and get that example. So we would encourage that.
And teenagers can also serve without their parents. You can serve with another adult.
Last question. If I commit, would I have to miss church all the time?
And we already kind of touched on this too. Our goal is to only have you serving once a month. Sometimes, you know, things come up and we might ask you to do too, but that happens very rarely. So our goal is once a month.
Everyone that gets a weekly email from Lance saw a few weeks ago, he was begging for a teacher for the five-year-old. We had a couple teachers available to teach that class, but we had both been in there in the last few weeks, and we're not going to bend that rule. We feel like there's enough people here to fill the gap, and we don't want to burn people out. We don't want them missing church. Church is important. But one week out of the month we think is doable. You can always listen to his wonderful message online afterwards. So we won't overwork you, we promise.
Thanks, you guys. So this is a really important thing to us, and we didn't do this because of the crisis a couple weeks ago. This was already in the works because we believe that we should be continually recruiting, whether it's to Union Kids or to our connection team or whatever, and also to small groups. We want to see, eventually, we would love to see everybody in this room be part of a weekly small group where you are known and you're knowing people, where you can pray and be prayed for, where you can learn more and go deeper. So we're constantly recruiting because Sunday morning, and this comes from the Bible, I think, we see Sunday morning as a good start to following Christ. And for some of you, you're checking out Christianity, and this is all you're going to do right now, and that's great. But for those of you who say, yeah, I'm a follower of Jesus, then this is a good first step. You'll see in the worship guide on the back or in the inside flap, we put next steps, and the two next steps are small groups and or serving in some of our serving teams. And so the team that is growing the fastest with the greatest need is Union Kids, because we have so many kids coming. And the better the program gets, the more kids come and the more people we're going to need. So this happens to be where we're at. That's why this program needs to get highlighted regularly so we have lots of people. So I really want to encourage you to, we're going to move into some more worship time and offering time, but I want to encourage you to go by the table, even if you're scared to death, even if you're only 50.0001% inclined, go see them because they're wonderful people and they're going to give you free pizza. Just kidding, we don't have free pizza, but talking to them is better than pizza, I think.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah, so please do that.
And we're not trying to recruit the people that are already super involved in other things. Like, audio ministry is very important. Worship team is very important.
Yeah, you don't get any of them.
We can't steal his people. But if you're not serving in any way and you actually like kids or like, guarding a hall, that's who we're looking for. And the reason we put this Sunday together is because it's not that scary. And we wanted to give you an opportunity to kind of show you that you don't have to have that gift of teaching to work with our little kids.
And playing off what Lance was talking about, I mean, church is not Sunday morning. This is where we come together to corporately worship together. But getting involved in small groups, getting involved in children's ministry, getting involved in different people's lives, that is what church is about, our community together. So get involved in some way. We would love if you would do that with Union Kids, but if not, we'll be happy if you get involved in something else as well.
Also, really quick, you can come check it out, try the apprentice program, and after 2 months, look at us and say, I just really don't think this is for me. Mm-hmm. And that's completely okay. God gives us different gifts for different reasons, but check it out, even if you, just have that, whatever, 50% inkling.
50.0001.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Inkling to do it.
Thanks, you guys. A round of applause for our awesome leadership team. Let me pray for these guys and for our kids' ministry. Lord, we're so thankful for Suzanne and for Liza and Luke. We pray that you would multiply that ministry, as teaching kids is such an integral part of the life of the church. The scriptures are very clear in Proverbs about training a child up in the way they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart from it. That is a proverb showing the impact of teaching and modeling the life before our kids and before our friends' kids and before the kids at church. And so we pray that you would help us to be a church that really pours into kids. And I lift up this leadership team, especially that you'd give them your grace to continue to grow the ministry and to continue to make it absolutely amazing. Amen.